This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Got a lot of news. A lot of news. Another attack. This one's in Toronto, a van attack. So we've got that. We're on the heels of the Waffle House killer, and he has been caught. I mean, he's crazy, so you didn't expect him to stay out there for much longer, right? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You see the video of the guy that got, he's been bitten by a shark, a bear, and a rattlesnake all in the last 4 years. Stay away from this dude. Girls, don't marry this young man. I get it. He might be handsome. Stay away from him. He's too close. Too close to devastation. You don't want to be around that. Holy cow. I mean, think about that. Bear attack. He had to get 12 pins in his head. Not pins, but staples. Bear attack. Bitten by a shark last week. I mean, he's a thrill seeker. I get it. But, whoo, they don't last long. Darwinian. Things go bad. Here's what I want to focus on for this segment. A new Rasmussen poll. It was a telephone poll and an online survey. 54% of likely U.S. voters now say they do not trust political news they are getting from last. Now, this that they're getting, this is up from last year's previous high of 46%. It is 54%. Let me tell you what that number represents. More than likely. It represents Trump's approval rating. It certainly represents how Trump has slowly and methodically, not in a blip, not some flash in the pan, bang, fake news and it's over. It has become common knowledge now. You can't believe the media. You know how big that is? 54% of the people now say they don't believe him. Only 36% didn't trust the political news in January of 2017. That was when President Trump was sworn in. 18% more people now don't trust the media. Wow. They said the number was in the 40s from 2014 to 2016. It's in the 40%. So it's somewhere along the way. Probably in the disinformation campaign, the authorized disinformation campaign by the Obama administration, people believed the media for a bit. It started to come back. And then Donald Trump in 2016 started saying fake news. Fake news CNN. Fake news. I remember when I first heard it, I was like, come on, Donald. Is everything fake? I mean, I questioned it. I knew a lot of it was fake. I told you guys when I was meeting with Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, he said to me, Kevin, news is fake. I believed him, but I didn't. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. This is news. Who's going to fake that? Too many sources out there. Too many people that want to get to the truth. Not the case anymore. So suddenly, I find myself in the camp. I'm going, look, it doesn't matter what story I read out of CNN, MSNBC, any leftist rag, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, New York Times, I go, I don't believe it. You got to do more to prove it to me than a blogger. I don't believe it. They say just 32% do trust political news they're getting, and that's slightly down. Another 15% are not sure. Let me tell you what that 15% means. That 15% of the people who are likely going to come over to our side, the more they learn about these leftists, the more that we out these people for who they are when the dominoes start to fall on the James Comeys and the Mueller's and the McCabe's and the Lisa Page and the Peter Strzok's and the Hillary Clinton's and Bill Clinton's and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama. When that happens, that 15% is going to go, whoops, that 32% that do trust the news is going to drop, and you're going to get 80% of the people in this country that go, I can't believe I've been bamboozled, flambéed in over the years, trying to believe that the people had our best interests in mind. You know what the saddest part about understanding government, and from my perspective, leaving the safety of just going out there and slugging that out for a living every day? You want to know what the saddest part is? Learning the truth. Learning that there are people who don't care about you. They will pretend to care, but they have not a care in the world. The only thing they care about is their own wealth and their own power. So for the record, you can go look and find out what were the details around the polling. Because polling, you know, it depends on the question. But I mean, this is pretty standard stuff. Do you trust the news that you're getting in politics, or do you not? I mean, I don't know what Rasmussen is going to spin this. I'd like to see other polls that either I predict will validate it. But the bigger issue is, what do those numbers mean? The bigger issue is, who's winning in the battle against the media? Now, I'll ask you this. Look, I understand my audience is mostly conservatives, but send me a note. KJRadio.com. Say, Kevin, I stop believing the media at this point. Or, I research everything these guys say. I no longer take it, you know, for granted. Whatever your take of it, and I'll read these on the air, because I'm going to tell you, I believe most of you quit believing the media. You now have to have multiple sources. And for the record, I told people, this is the evolution of media. The evolution of media is, Kevin Jackson says it. That's why I tell you guys all the time. I'm not media, by the way. I'm an opinion person. But I tell people all the time, the only thing I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you something and challenge you to go find things out for yourself. That is the best way to teach. You know, I'm a martial artist. I'll teach you moves. You can believe in my training, but at some point, you're going to have to go find out for yourself. And you're going to be reserved in doing it. You're not going to believe, as I like to tell, you know, people I train, trust the training. But you're going to find out for yourself. And in some cases, as I did when I learned Taekwondo, and I thought, I can trust my training. And then I got in there with the kid who got his black belt under me in Taekwondo, and he was in jiu-jitsu, and my training did not work. And I went, whoa. Now, it would have worked against the average guy, but, you know, because I was a good fighter. But when he was able to take a couple of licks and get inside and lock me up, I didn't know what to do. So you can't always trust your training. You can't always trust what you believe you know, because there's more to learn. That's what I think is the beauty of where we sit today. But you've finally gotten smart. You now understand the slant in the media. And I'm going to tell you something about conservative media. For the most part, we're not dogmatic. We want you to learn. I challenge you to poke holes in my theories and let's discuss it. In fact, let's discuss it here on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Crooked to the rotten coals, that would be the Democrats.
The Plutopians, the progressives, whatever you want to call them, they are crooked. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's a Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Crooked. These politicians, let me tell you, if you could find a seriously... I'm talking about just all they care about is doing the best for their folks and don't care, you know, about the money. That is such a rare breed in politics. It's crazy to me. If people talk about a rarity of a black conservative. Are you kidding? It looks like you're walking around Kenya with black people in comparison to finding a straight-laced dude in D.C. Are you kidding? Most of them are scoundrels. 99.9% of them are scoundrels. I don't care what side of the aisle. Full of themselves, full of ego. Just amazing. And they learn early. They learn how to cheat. They learn how to connive. They learn how to thwart the system. I'm going to give you a couple stories because I don't think it's just me playing around. Like, oh, Kevin, sure, this is what happened. I'll give you a couple stories. And it isn't just politicians. It's leftists in general. When they're snagged at something or they... It doesn't matter. And I'm going to give you, as I said, I want to explain myself. I want it to be conjecture. So there's a Brooklyn Assemblywoman Her name is Pamela Harris. She got indicted in January on a host of fraud charges and corruption charges. And she finally resigned. It took her months to resign. She resigned in April. Okay? She got, the jig was up in January. Pamela Harris, a Democrat who represents several southern Brooklyn neighborhoods, including Coney Island, facing multiple counts of wire and bankruptcy fraud, as well as charges related to making false statements, witness tampering, and conspiracy. See, what happens with these leftists is they get into office and they go, "Ooh, Lordy, I got it all right here." And people start running to them. "Hey, I can do this, and you can make some money off of this a little bit on the side." And it isn't like they're not doing well enough. When you get into politics, you're giving stuff up. I'm not even into politics, and I've given stuff up. I'm just putting that out there. I have invested a small fortune in what I do, not because, there came a point where I said, "Look, Kevin, you either got to get smart about this or you're going to go broke. You're not going to have a radio show. You're not going to be writing or anything because you're going to be living under a bridge." But so do I focus now on making sure that I can pay my bills? Absolutely. But by the time I had lost my little nest egg fortune that I had in my, when I was turned 40, it was gone. I soaked it up in this for the greater good, man, because I wanted to help. Shoot, I'm a warrior. I'll invest. It'll come back. That's karma. Karma's out there. It'll be back, baby. Yeah, right. Karma's apparently working on somebody else because she hasn't come back to me. But I got smart and said, "Okay, look, you got to make a living here. If you're going to do this, God's given you a calling. And by the way, God's going, hey, I've been kind of throwing three things your way. You just haven't been taking them." So I started taking stuff. Like my Fox News contributorship. Okay, Fox, I'll take it. But Democrats, they are not looking at this for the greater good. Even when they tell you that's the way. "Well, I've always wanted to serve." No, yeah, you have. Serve yourself. They have always wanted to serve. A Republican, I promise you, for the most part, starts off good and gets corrupted because somebody finds out something about them, or they trick them into doing something they shouldn't have done, then they got them by the short hairs. But they really want to do good. Democrats never want to do good. It is to find a Democrat that goes, "Look, all I care about is doing good. I'm not here to make a buck. I'm not here to, to do anything except my little part to change the world and make it better for my constituents." Said no real Democrat ever. Not going to happen. They're crooks to their rotten cores. And people hate when I say this. They think I'm being mean-spirited. And they say things like, "Well, Kevin Rush Limbaugh would never say that," or some of these other pundits. Okay, if they don't want to tell you the truth about Democrats, then go listen to them. I'm going to tell you the truth about them. I haven't met one who was altruist, even if they believe themselves to be altruistic and humanitarian. It's so demeaning and belittling. You would think, "Do you understand that you're patronizing me?" "Well, how so, Kevin? I'm trying to help you." Do I look like I need help? I mean, I got my legs, I got my hands, I got my sanity. Don't you think I can figure it out without your help? I'm just saying. It's belittling. They don't even get it. Anyway, this congresswoman, assemblywoman rather, wire and bankruptcy frauds, witness tampering, false statements, conspiracy. Her resignation was announced in a letter to Carl E. Hasty, the Bronx Democrat who serves as Speaker of the Assembly. And in the letter, she said that recent events interfere with my ability to continue to effectively represent my constituents. Yeah, I'd say. The recent events being bankruptcy fraud, and multiple counts of wire fraud, and giving false statements, tampering with witnesses, and conspiracy certainly would interfere with your ability to do your job on behalf of your constituents in the Bronx. Federal authorities have accused Ms. Harris of a variety of schemes, including falsely claiming that she had been displaced from her home in Coney Island by damage inflicted by Hurricane Sandy. She used a natural disaster in order to further her cause. Prosecutors said she improperly received nearly $25,000 in federal disaster funds. She's also accused of illegally siphoning money from a nonprofit she ran. What have I told you guys about leftists and their nonprofits? Their nonprofits have nothing to do with the betterment of mankind. Their nonprofits are shills. They're shell organizations for them to siphon money from. And that is exactly what this chick did. Coney Island Generation Gap. That's what she had as a shell organization so she could commit fraud. And she used it to personally pay her expenses. By the way, that's what Jesse Jackson Jr. did. She paid her expenses, she paid her mortgage, shopping trips to Victoria's Secret. And they got the goods on her. Do you think this woman pleaded guilty or not guilty? I'm just curious. I'm just curious. It's a setup question. It's multiple choice. Two choices. Did she or didn't she? You think she pleaded guilty or not guilty, knowing they have information on her? If you said not guilty, then you're right. I probably tipped it off, but that's okay. Her lawyer, Jerry H. Goldfeder, said on Monday that Ms. Harris had served through recent state budget process, which concluded early Saturday, and resigned to fully address her pending case. So now she's about to dig in and show people that she didn't take that money from, you know, from the FEMA and everybody else. And she didn't, based on Hurricane Sandy, she didn't take advantage of that crisis. There's no multiple counts of wire and bankruptcy fraud that she had. There's no making false statements or witness tampering or conspiracy. No. She's a good lady. And they're railroading her out of her office. Why? Because she's black. Pamela Harris. If her name were Susie Brookstein, no, they wouldn't be doing this. Oh, wait a minute. It's Democrats who are going after her. Oh, my bad. Maybe I'm wrong about all of this. Crooked politicians, folks, to their core, these leftists.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. questions, please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Women, oh my God, they're so stupid. I mean, they're down for anything. Like, hey, baby, you want to go to Tijuana? Oh, wow, I've never been overseas. Bring your Hello Kitty backpack. We're smuggling drugs. Yay, adventure! But they're always with the texting. Here's the rule about texting. Anything a girl texts you, you got to text back. They can text you the most ridiculous thing on the planet. You got to respond. They can be like, I like cheese. You got to answer that. You got to be like, yay, cheese. Go Gorgonzola. I had a girl, true story, girl texted me recently. This weekend she texted me, I'm going to go swimming at the beach. Yay. I didn't respond because I'm a grown-up. 45 minutes later, she texts me, why didn't you respond to my swimming at the beach text? Frowny face. So I text her, I didn't think I had to. Confused face. She texts me, next time I text you, just confirm you got it. Whoa. I text her, next time you go swimming, go out farther. Drowny face.
All right, everybody. Welcome, Kevin Jackson here. The Kevin Jackson Show. A Simple Date. This is a Fox News story that I saw 2 or 3 days ago, and I thought it was interesting because my initial response was, what is this professor doing? Yeah, Simple Date. Boston College philosophy professor, known as the dating professor, offers extra credit for students to go on dates. Yeah. And here's what it says. Offers extra credit to her students who, while sober, ask someone out on a date, go out on that said date, but they have no physical contact. And I thought, wow, interesting concept. And let me tell you why. Because leftism, a.k.a. feminism, has destroyed the dating scene. Ask the average person, how quickly do you go out on a date? Do you sleep with somebody? Whatever. And for the record, I don't care if you hit it off with somebody and it's like instantaneous, explosion, and you want to do it, you're of an age that you can do that. I don't care. I always used to love it when women would say, well, I don't do this on the first date, or I don't do that on the first date. And you're like, okay, nobody asked you. And let me tell you how feminism ruined it. Because I talked to a group of young girls young women recently, and I told them feminism ruined it. You could be alluring, and you had much time to show people all the facets of who you are. You want to know what feminism does now? Feminism says, showcase your sexuality. That's what I want to know about you. I want to know how you do it, when you do it, if you'll do it, blah, blah, blah. I don't need to know, are you the person that I would like to get to know more? It's funny. I'll tell you, truly, this is how I view this. The dates nowadays are like, okay, so do you like walks on the beach? Do you like, what type of food do you like? How many kids would you like to have? Do you like basketball? And, things like this. It's like 20 questions. It's more than that. It's a speed dating society. Let's get to everything I should theoretically know about you. It's a checklist. And if you check things off on the list, then you must be okay. But a friend of mine years ago, she said to me, Kevin, why don't people just, instead of asking what kind of food you like, they make a suggestion. Hey, what do you think about going to get some Chinese tonight? I'm feeling Chinese. And the person you talk to who you're trying to get to go out on a date says, you know what? I'm really not a fan of Chinese food. And then you can kind of gauge if the person's into you, because she may say something like, but you know what? I'm willing to give it a try. But if she goes, I'm not a fan of Chinese food, but if you're willing to switch it up and do some Italian, maybe I'll go. That's another answer. Or she may just say, I'm not a fan of Chinese food. Sounds like you're really in the mood for it, another time. All good, reasonable responses to the question, right? But you know what people do? Okay, what about Chinese? You don't like Chinese? Okay, well, hey, do you like Thai? No, I don't like Thai. Hey, do you like this? No. Do you like that? And as opposed to just letting the situation tell you what the person feels about you. And I get it. How about, hey, listen, I'm going hiking this weekend. You want to come? Now, I'm not much into hiking. Well, hey, listen, if you're not into hiking, you could come along and just be at the cabin and read a book. Or maybe you'd like to bike. There are many other activities besides hiking. Now, see, you're giving options. But it could get short-circuited. No, I'm not into hiking. Okay, good talking to you. And you know what we do now? Hey, do you like to hike? Do you like tennis? Do you like fishing? Do you like football? Okay, great. Let's get married. It really has become so, oh, geez. I don't know how to describe it. I tell my sons all the time, ask somebody to do something and give them an option. Say, listen, you may not be into this, but if you just want to spend a little time together and see what I'm about with this particular thing, that's cool. I'm not asking you to be into it. I told my second son, I told him, if a girl wants to do everything you want to do, she's probably a fake. The girl that'll tell you, if you think I'm going to go in the woods without my makeup, or I'm going to go sit out there, if she's willing to tell you the truth, you either make a determination, well, I'm a woodsy guy, I don't want it, or you say, you know what, I respect that she told me the truth. There are going to be things we don't want to do together. She'll let me go do what I want to do, a golf vacation or something like that. He's like, Dad, that's the best advice you've ever given me. Nah, it isn't. I was like, boy, quit lying before I beat you. Anyway, I've given him good advice. But the dating professor says that she came up with the idea to combat the hookup culture that has gotten popular on campuses, in part due to what she calls the hypersexualized culture. That culture exists because of women. I said to the young girls I was speaking to at this event, I said, let me tell you something. Your feminists have made your lives miserable. They've made it difficult for you to go out and find a good guy, because the hookup culture is what makes boys believe they're finding the right mate. A girl who's very judicious in who she decides is going to be a partner in her bed is looked at as like, phew, I don't have time for you. And the feminists have created this. They've so devalued the female body. And then they blame men. They blame men. Let me tell you something. Guys are, it's like this comedian says. He says, do you think men really want to spend $100,000 on a Porsche? No. They know you like it. If a dude could buy a Prius, or he could buy a Ford, you know, I don't know, a rinky-dink car, and pick up women, as we say in the vernacular, and he can pull, he would buy that car. He wouldn't spend $100,000 on a Porsche. He'd buy a $10,000 car. If you were like, ooh, look at that, I like that. Is that a Gremlin? I like that car. Are you crazy? Do you think guys would buy, you know, really nice clothes? And we would be Sasquatches. We wouldn't be metrosexual, you know, shaving this and that. I mean, I'm not saying you have to be boorish, but we certainly wouldn't be all, you know, I mean, putting on the, you know, the thing. I'm just saying we wouldn't. Our places would be, our homes would be humble, you know, they'd be like, oh, it's nice. Oh, no, I got that over there and that over there, that. I got that over in when I was in London. And I got this over there. Oh, yeah, and a good friend of mine, well, he's a doctor. Yeah, and you're bragging about your friend. Look, if you could just be, by the way, my advice, and I'm saying this to the parents for your kids, be who you are. Don't borrow your buddies. I did it. I ain't gonna lie. I borrowed my buddies. I had a friend that had an RX-7, you know, the little sports car when it was first coming out. And that car was sharp. I would ask him, can I drive that car around my campus at lunchtime? You know how I would shoot my lunch? I would take my buddy Dennis's car. I'd drive around my college campus with as many people as I could that could see me in Dennis's car. Then I'd just go buy a burger. Drive around campus, take his car back to where I worked, and thank him for letting me do it. Cause people were like, yeah, man, I saw you. Is that your car? I was like, yeah, it's one of my cars, you know. Fraud. Anyway, she came up with this idea to get rid of this. She says, campus life lends itself to fewer meaningful relationships. And she points out that most of these students don't want to commit. Medium age to marry now in the U.S. are 29.5 for men and 27.4 for women. He said, our culture focuses on sex, not necessarily the foibles and hard work and the joys and despair of casual dating. I like this lady's idea. I think kids need to learn how to get hurt in relationships. It'll help marriage.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actually, I'm glad you guys are still here because I was a bit fearful. Yeah, yesterday was supposed to be the end of the world. Another prediction of the end of the world has come and gone. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. Anyway, according to this report, the world would cease to exist on April 23rd. You know, I remember doing April 23rd about 5 years ago. I was at the New Black Panthers Day of Atonement. And it was where people warned me not to go there and talk about being a black conservative. And I went in the north side of St. Louis, one of the most dangerous areas of town. And I asked questions. and they didn't. They couldn't stand the mayor, Mayor Slay, Democrat. They knew what his TIF funds weren't coming to help the black community. They knew that they were getting hosed. It was amazing to watch. Some of the best footage I ever got. I wish I'd been a better videographer. But I survived it. And who knew, 5 years later, it was supposed to be doom and gloom, and we're here. Maybe it's just a little bit off. I don't know. The day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night is what the Bible says, so we're not going to know. But I know this. It ain't yet. I know that because I just feel this feeling. God talks to me. He says, Kevin, I'm not through with you yet. Well, I don't think he's through with you. I think there's a lot more for us to do. I don't know why. Why does God care about this little orb so much that he gave it life, abundant life, put man in charge of all the things on it? And you know what? You do a really good job. You're a great steward of it. I don't know. I think God would let us do this forever if he felt like it meant something. But you know, the idea that it's going to end is sort of cool because it makes you live things differently. I've asked this question many times. Would you want to live forever? When I was a kid, I did. As an adult, heck to the no. I don't want to live forever. Got to deal with more relationship issues and kid issues. I mean, can you imagine being 200 years old and you go back to your family tree and your great-great-great-grandfather's still alive? I mean, I don't know what he'd be doing, fishing somewhere? What? Your great-great-great-grandmother? How many wives or husbands would you have if you lived to be 250 years old? When would you get married? At 18? Or would you wait until you're 65? You know? Would you be a child up until you're 65? You're like, oh, leave him alone. He's only 65. He's like a, you know, he'd be like a teenager, 13. It would be so different, the dynamic. Anyways, God predicts the end of the world, the rapture. A numerologist, his name was David Mead, another cry wolf scenario. And when I think about these failed predictions of the world coming to an end, I rethink the date, you know, and everything. Because, like, there's been others. The Mayans said sometime 2012 or whatever. I forget the date. But consider that for over 125,000 people every day, the world comes to an end, and it ends in tragedy for them. It's their death. But for them, for all intents and purposes, the world ended. And I know that doesn't represent the apocalyptic earth, you know, devastation, explosion, or whatever is supposed to happen when the world finally does meet its doom. But nevertheless, for 125,000 plus people who die every day, the earth ended at least as they knew it. But what of the other apocalypses that occur throughout time? We see this, you know, these apocalypses and just go, well, Earth is still here, so the destruction didn't occur. But I believe that the end of the world came for the Democrats and other big government bureaucrats on November the 8th of 2016. Can I get an amen? Remember the faces of those Hillary Clinton supporters on election night? I assure you, faces will look no different when the end of the world comes. Go back and look at those pictures that give me a smile. The sheer devastation on their faces is one of my fondest memories. If you're ever feeling bad, get a pic. Don't have a picture of your kids or your grandkids. Put a picture of those people crying on election night for Hillary Clinton, and I swear to you, you will feel like a newborn baby. You'll feel better. You'll feel like you won the lottery. You could have gotten the worst news. Oh, so-and-so broke up with you. You know, your portfolio is shrinking. I don't know. Whatever. And don't leave it for devastation. But you could. But just if something is not sitting right with you in that moment, just go look at those folks. Yeah, buddy, I wasn't as fraction as disappointed when Obama got elected twice as the scoundrels who watched Hillary Clinton lose for a second time at her run for the presidency. And you want to know why it was so devastating, it was so apocalyptic, it was so Armageddon, end of the world scenario, is because they cheated at every turn. They knew they were going to beat you. Yeah. But as the saying goes, one man's weed is another man's landscape. So the election of Trump for the rest of us was far from doomsday. In fact, it was quite the opposite. But the doomsday for the left continues, people. Pay attention. I'm preaching. Think about it. the realization of just how bad a president Barack Obama was. That's the doomsday scenario. The leftists pretend to continue to support Barack Obama. But in truth, folks, they're overjoyed that man is gone. Most only hope the scandals don't completely vindicate you and me, the Americans who were called racist for not voting for him. Well, that's mainly on you, because I'm black. But see, leftists hope that Obama doesn't make them look any more pathetic in their undying support. And many of them, trust me when I tell you this, people, many of them believe that Barack Obama has another series of shoes that are going to fall, and that's why he didn't get invited to the royal wedding. That's why you're seeing him pretty much disappear into the woodwork. Oh, I know he's out there. He's playing the role of it, but this dude is sweating. You can't see his feet under the water pedaling, but he is pedaling like a maniac, like he's about to go off Niagara Falls and he's a duck. It can't fly. He is pedaling. That's right. Obama was a menace. And aside from presiding over the most scandalous administration in history, his policies have now been proven to be failures. And thankfully, all of his greatest attacks on America have been undone, or they're in the process of being undone. So I want you to imagine trying to be mad at Trump. His tax cuts. Shave 3 weeks off of Tax Freedom Day this year. You be sure to thank him. Because August 19th used to be the day you had to pay your taxes. He moved it back into July. I mean, where you no longer work for the government, where everything you make starts becoming your own. And over the years, it's going to be moved further back to where you're finally going to be able to pay your taxes by tax day and then actually enjoy the rest of your year. Latest stroke of genius. He got Kim Jong-un to the negotiation table. Like it or not, Obama couldn't do it. You could give Obama 50 presidency lifetimes, and he still couldn't do it. Then consider how it began, the ridiculing of Kim Jong-un, then involving the Chinese, just like Trump said he would. Look at trade, look at intellectual property, monetary policy, and so on. The leftists are going to find themselves supporting Donald Trump. That's going to be the bane of their existence, folks. How many leftists do you think now look at Trump differently? This is a good question for you. For those of you who get nervous and go, Kevin, man, I don't know what's going to do. Woo, I don't know what to say, bro. Let me just say this. How many leftists do you think differently about Donald Trump? So let's just do it this way. Do you believe that 1% of the people who didn't vote for Donald Trump now go, you know, I kind of like this guy? What do you think? How many percentage do you think you need to sway of them? I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give you a percentage that I believe of lefties who now say, I was sold a bill of goods. I was sold lies about Donald Trump. I no longer believe those lies. I believe that percentage is somewhere between 3 and 7%. I want you to think about that number. Think about the number of Republicans who didn't like Donald Trump. By the way, if you don't believe me on them, look at the polling of Republicans. Donald Trump polls between 83 to 90% of Republicans who like his policies. Do you think he was ever that high in the Republican Party? So I want you to think about that. Then I want you to think about what percentage of the left no longer believe the hype. They hate Hillary for what she did to Bernie. They hate Bernie for being a turncoat liar himself and one of the 1%. They hate what they're witnessing with the stuff that's going on with the scandals in the FBI, etc. If that's anywhere close to 3%, are you worried about the election in November of this year? Let me tell you something, folks. The end of the world has come, and it has come for the Democrats. Don't think for one second that what's-his-name didn't get it right. He got it right. The end of the world is near, just not for us.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.